بكلف قاف رسول أبو بكر الصديق.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is a friend? In today's day and age, we call many individuals our friends. We say that this person is my friend and he is my friend. But in actuality, in the history of Islam, who can be considered a true friend? This is none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, who stood by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time of need, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truthful one. In today's day and age, we may have somebody who we've known for a long time. But let me tell you the three characteristics of what a true friend is. The first sign of a true friend is he who stands with you whenever you strive. Whenever you try to achieve anything in your life, he walks with you. He says, oh friend, indeed you can achieve this. And he stands with you. The second sign of a good friend is he who supports you in your time of difficulty. When you're going through some hardship, he says, I will stand with you. One thing is supporting him, but the other thing is supporting him in his time of need, where he really needs your friendship. And the third sign of a good friend is he who sacrifices his own safety, sacrifices his own pleasure for that friend. And this can be seen in the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. When the Kuffar of Makkah, when the people said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not truthful, he stood firm with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spread the message of Islam with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he sacrificed his own pleasure and his own safety for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This can be seen when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq set off for Madinatul Munawwarah from Makkah. When they reached the cave, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said to Rasulullah, by Allah Azza wa Jal, you will not enter before I enter, lest there is something harmful inside, so it would affect me and not you. So he went in the cave, he cleared the area, he found there was a hole in the side. He tore off a part of the garment from his waist and he plugged the hole with it. He found two more holes and he used his blessed feet to plug these two holes. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come in. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after knowing that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had made it safe for himself, he then entered into the cave. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he laid down in the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, in order to rest. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while he was sleeping, a snake came. It came and it stung the foot of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this thing had happened to him, some tears rolled down the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But by Allah, he did not move. He did not wish that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up. He did not wish that anything would affect the sleep of Rasulullah. So he allowed his foot to be continuously stung by this poison. It continuously was harming him, but he did not wish to wake up Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One tear it dropped onto the face of Rasulullah. He said, oh Abu Bakr, what is wrong? What has caused these tears? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you. I was stung. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then applied his blessed saliva on Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's foot and the pain immediately disappeared. Now this is what you call a true friend. Look in your friendship circles. Do you have somebody like that? Do you trust with your life? Who will be with you in your times of need? Who will support you for your goals? And he will sacrifice his own pleasure, his own safety for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn from the teachings of the friendship of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.